Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an old-school DNB wobble bass and making it feel human, alive, and played, using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices. The vibe we're after is raw jungle energy, roller's attitude, dark side pressure, but with just enough movement and phrasing to survive a modern drop and a chopped vocal hook. The big idea here is simple. If your bass loop feels too perfect, the ear checks out, but if the notes breathe, the wobble changes character every couple of bars, and the bass actually reacts to the drums and vocal. Suddenly it feels like a performance instead of a pattern. That's the magic. First thing, separate your sub from your wobble. This is non-negotiable. Create a MIDI track and build an instrument rack with two chains. One chain is your sub, the other is your wobble or mid-bass layer. For the sub, use operator with a sine wave only. Keep it clean, mono, and stable. You can use utility on that chain and pull the width all the way down to zero, or keep it very narrow at most. The sub should behave like the floor under the whole track. It should not wobble, swirl, or get clever. It just needs to hold the weight. On the wobble chain, use wave-eatable or operator with something richer, like a saw or pulse-based tone. Keep the oscillator simple at first. Don't stack too much complexity before the movement is in place. After the synth, add auto filter, then saturator, then drum bus. That gives you a nice stock device chain for tone, motion, and grit. A good starting point is to keep the sub centered on that low end zone, roughly 35 to 70 Hz, while the wobble layer is high past somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That keeps the low end readable and stops the whole thing from turning into mud when the drums hit. Now let's program the phrase. Don't think in terms of one bar looping forever. Think in two bar or four bar sentences. Old school DNB bassline character comes from phrasing, not just sound. Start with bar one a little longer and more open. Let some notes bloom. Then in bar two, make the answers shorter and more syncopated. Leave at least one rest in the two bar cycle so the bass can breathe around the snare. That breathing room is part of the groove. If every gap is filled, the bass starts sounding programmed instead of played. A really useful trick here is to slightly offset one of the repeated notes. We're not talking sloppy timing. Just a tiny late push, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Enough to loosen the grid, not enough to fight the kick. If it starts leaning too hard against the drums, adjust the timing of that one note instead of rewriting the whole riff. Small moves make a big difference. Now for the wobble movement. Don't just slap on a static LFO and call it a day. If you want old school character, the filter motion should feel like it's phrased. Use auto filter on the wobble chain and automate the cutoff across the bars. Think of it as your main performance motion. Start dark, muffled, even. Then open the cutoff more at phrase peaks and pull it back in when the vocal lands or when the drums need space. A low pass 24 dB filter works great here. If you want a slightly more nasal, talking quality, try bandpass. Resonance should stay controlled, maybe 10 to 30%. Just enough to speak, not enough to whistle. What you want is two layers of motion. One is the big phrase movement, like opening up over a bar or two. The second is a more subtle wobble, maybe from an LFO or shaper, doing a little micro motion underneath. Keep that depth small. The point is not to turn this into a modern Euro patch. The point is to keep it gritty, alive, and old school. A great way to think about it is this. The bass should not just wobble. It should speak at different speeds. One bar can feel sustained and heavy. The next bar can feel clipped and urgent. That contrast reads as phrasing, and phrasing is what makes it feel human. Now let's humanize the MIDI itself. In the clip, vary the note lengths. Some notes should sit at 70 to 90% of the grid. Others should be shorter, maybe 40 to 60%. Use velocity variation too, especially on repeated notes and turnaround notes. If the synth responds to velocity, map it likely to filter cutoff or amplitude. Keep the response subtle so it feels expressive, not jumpy. This is also where the vocal comes in. If you've got a chopped vocal or MC phrase, let the bass answer it instead of stepping all over it. If the vocal lands on the end of beat 4, let the bass come after it, not underneath it. That call and response relationship is classic DNB. It makes the whole section feel intentional. Think of the vocal as owning the front edge of the phrase. The bass can fill the gaps, react after the line, or pull back slightly during important words. That's a very human thing to do, even in a machine-heavy genre. For extra instability, use modulation carefully on the mid-bass only. LFO, shaper, even envelope follower if you want the bass to respond to the energy of the drums or vocal. But keep the sub straight. The sub should not be part of a wobble experiment. Any movement below 80 Hz usually turns into low-end blur, and that's the fastest way to weaken the drop. If you want the wobble to feel less robotic, try a hand-drawn shape or curve instead of a perfect sign. Slight asymmetry helps a lot. A rise that's a little slower than the fall can make the filter feel like it's breathing instead of cycling. Once the synth version feels good, resample it. This is one of the strongest advanced workflows for old-school DNB in Live 12. Solo the bass group, record 4 to 8 bars to audio, then consolidate the best bits. Once it's in audio, you can edit it like a performance. Cut out a turnaround fill. Reverse a tail. Trim a transient. You can even bounce a few versions. One clean, one dirtier, one with more filter movement. Then layer the audio version under the MIDI synth. If you want that hybrid feel, consistent low-end control with a captured performance on top. If you do process the audio, keep it practical. Use EQ8 to clean up mud if needed, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. Use saturator for glue. Use utility to check mono. Don't let the resample trick you into overprocessing. The point is character, not chaos. Now place the bass against the drums, not inside them. This matters a lot in DNB. The break is already busy. The kick and snare already have their own conversation going on. Your bass should negotiate with them, not fight them. So let the bass hit in the spaces after the snare. Use shorter notes when the break is dense. Use longer notes when the bar opens up. If you've got a 174 BPM drop, a really effective structure is this. An 8-bar intro with filtered break and chopped vocals, then the bass answers the vocal phrase every 2 bars once the drop hits. On bar 4 and bar 8, throw in a quick fill, maybe the cutoff open, a tiny pitch dip, or a note repeat that leads into the next phrase. That's where the old-school energy lives. The bass is not just playing notes. It's interacting with the drums and vocals like a musician listening in the room. Now let's talk arrangement automation. Don't leave the bass identical from start to finish. Automate your cutoff, saturation, drum bus drive, maybe even a touch of utility width on the mid layer only. Let the first 8 bars of the drop stay darker and tighter. Then open it up a bit more in the second 8 bars. Add more drive, more bite, more urgency. When the breakdown returns, strip it back. When the final drop lands, push the motion a little harder or make the resonance speak more aggressively. That evolving motion keeps the listener engaged. If the bass is static, the drop feels looped. If the bass changes in phrases, it feels alive. A quick note on distortion. Be disciplined. Old school DNB bass loves grit, but the low end has to stay solid. Use saturator, drum bus, maybe a gentle blue compressor on the bass group if the layers need cohesion. Aim for just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Slow attack, medium release. If it gets too sharp, back off the upper mids before you touch the sub. And here's an important coach note. Think in performance layers, not one bass sound. The human feel often comes from tiny differences across the section. One note slightly late, one phrase a bit more open, one fill dirtier than the last. Those differences make the whole thing feel played. Also, check the bass at low volume. If it still feels animated when the speakers are quiet, the phrasing is working. If it only works when it's loud, you may be leaning too hard on sub weight or overprocessing. A good advanced move is to map key controls to macros. Put cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, wobble depth, and output gain on macros, then automate the macros across the arrangement. That makes the whole bass behave like one instrument being performed, which is exactly the illusion we want. You can also create a few alternate response states, dark and closed, mid-open and talkative, aggressive and distorted. Twitch between them by scene or phrase. That works really well for call and response with vocals. For extra underground flavor, add a tiny bit of echo to just the high mid layer of the bass. Keep the feedback very short and filtered. That gives you a shadow or smear behind some notes without washing out the low end. Very little goes a long way here. If you want to practice this properly, build a 4-bar phrase with just 3 to 5 notes. Make bar 1 open and long. Make bar 2 shorter and more syncopated. Automate the cutoff so bar 1 is darker and bar 2 opens more. Add slight velocity variation to the repeated notes. Then resample it. Cut one tiny turnaround fill from the last bar and place a vocal chop over it so the bass answers the vocal in the gaps. Finish by checking everything in mono and cleaning any mud around the snare. That's the real win here, not perfect sound design, but a bass line that feels like it was played in response to the track. Humanize the repeat rate. Humanize the note lengths. Humanize the phrase. Keep the sub disciplined. Keep the wobble expressive. And let the vocal lead the front edge when it needs to. If you do that, your old-school DNB bass won't just wobble. It'll move like it means it.